Hello, I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you this week's summary of insurance industry news on behalf of Financial Services Online. First up, a stern message from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, known as ASIC. Our watchdog has identified ongoing failures in direct life insurance sales practices. Despite scrutiny by the Hayne Royal Commission, issues persist in the areas of product design, sales strategies, reward systems, and handling complaints. Certainly, some changes have been made, with insurers shifting their focus from sales to compliance. But unfortunately, many firms are still emphasizing volume of sales over consumer well-being. ASIC has warned the industry that these potential conflicts of interest could lead to investigations, driving the bold statement home with industry critics, such as Drew McRae, disapproving of sales-linked remuneration, while influential figures like Christine Cupid urged for industry cooperation. With this regulatory pressure ramping up, stakeholders are awaiting further guidance from ASIC to help shape the industry's future strategies. Moving now to a collective call to action, life insurers and mental health advocates have been urging the federal government to make good on its mental health funding promise of $1 billion. This united front was shown in an open letter from Australians for Mental Health, supported by Council of Australian Life Insurers, that requests immediate action to expand access to mental health care. As we look forward to the upcoming economic roundtable, the letter emphasizes the need for more resources for early mental health treatments and enhancing the workforce. Christine Cupid, the CEO of Cali, underscored the importance of investment in the mental health sector as a matter of both societal and economic priority. She noted that mental health is the leading cause of disability for those under 30 and has an estimated economic impact of $220 billion annually. In Victoria, the Insurance Council of Australia is showing its support for the Resilient Homes Initiative, a scheme aimed at better managing extreme flood risks. This move comes after the extensive inquiry by Victoria's Legislative Council, which revealed a plethora of findings and recommendations to build back better and update flood modeling. The Council's endorsement for a federal support scheme echoes the sentiments of past inquiries into the 2022 floods and highlights the climate challenges Victoria faces, such as increasing temperatures and coastal erosion. Finally, turning to the courts, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has ordered an insurance broker to compensate a client over $296,000 for losses due to fire damage that were not covered under their policy. This case acts as a reminder of the pivotal role of brokers in diligently evaluating risk and keeping accurate records to ensure full client coverage. That's all for the industry news this week. Make sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for all your personal and business insurance needs. I'm Paige Estrotori, and I'll be back next week to keep you up to date with the latest insurance news from around Australia.